name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. From the tradition of the Church, we know that the Virgin Mary was the daughter of the aged Joachim and Anna, and that Joachim descended from the royal lineage of David, and Anna from the priestly lineage. Joachim and Anna were saddened that they had not had children, a state of being that was disdained by the Jews. Again, according to tradition, an angel of the Lord appeared to them separately to tell them that God was giving them a child, even though they were advanced in age. They were full of joy and thanksgiving and vowed to consecrate their child to God. So in 9 months, a daughter was born to them called Mary. When she was 3 years old, her parents fulfilled their vow to God and took her to the temple in Jerusalem. The high priest, recognizing God's grace in her, took her into the very holy of holies, and thereby bringing in God's grace to that place. This was the newly built temple, not the temple of Solomon. She was given a place to live in the quarters for virgins, which existed in the temple compound. She spent much time in the Holy of Holies and manifested an extraordinarily pure life. St. John Maximovich wrote, "She offended no one, said no crude word to anyone, was friendly to all, and did not allow any unclean thought. She gave herself completely to God." And of course, later was visited by the Archangel Gabriel to bring her the good news of the Annunciation, that she was to bear our Lord Jesus Christ in her womb, bringing salvation to mankind. So it's very appropriate as we prepare for the Feast of the Nativity that we have this feast commemorating her presentation into the temple. She who was, and will always be the true temple of God. She bore God in her womb. So we can see that the faithfulness to God of Joachim and Anna leads to the faithfulness of the Virgin Mary, which leads to the incarnation of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. These righteousness is it gives rise to further righteousness. We talk a lot about how the sins of the fathers are visited on the children and the other generations, but righteousness can be visited too. And when we draw near to God, when we dedicate our lives to Him, when we repent from our sins and turn to Him in every way, that kind of righteousness coming from God only is also made available to those that come behind us. The word used to describe this feast is presentation, and it connotes the act of offering. We can see throughout the history of mankind, in each generation, a faithful remnant of people that offered their lives in obedience and humility to God. And God not only accepts their offering, He blesses them and many others through it. Why is it important, indeed necessary, for us to offer ourselves as living sacrifices? Because in so doing, we subjugate our will, which is wounded and disabled by sin, to God's holy will. Through the volitional and continual presentation of ourselves to God, we too become the temple of God. That is what we are called to do, to become the temple of God, for Him to indwell us. And for that to happen, we must make room for Him. We must remove the many impediments that come from the weakness of our flesh to His being present in our lives. Our role is to repent. Our role is to trust Him. He takes it from there. We also bring to Him our fears, our disappointments, our failures, our sins. So when we present ourselves, we're presenting everything. And that's exactly what He wants. He wants it all. He knows we're sick. He knows we need His grace. He knows we need healing mercies. But He asks us Come to me. I'm not going to chase you down and hogtie you. Come to me. You must volitionally come to me. Trust me. Believe in me. And you will be blessed when you do. He wants to dwell in each one of us, just as he did the Virgin Mary. Maybe not exactly in the same way, of course. So, my dear friends, let us not grow weary, lose interest, or neglect of offering ourselves to God. This is not flamboyant drama. Joachim and Anna, as well as the Virgin Mary, were quiet, unobtrusive, and humble in their offerings to God. May we follow their example, asking for their prayers as we work out our salvation in this world in the fear of God with faith, hope, and love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.